we are not at this moment talking about metaphysics or speculation or philosophy or spirituality. We are talking about our current technology. Whether you surf the information highway on the internet, or whether you speak to somebody on their cell phone, or whether you watch TV, all these technologies are based on a very fundamental premise in science, and that is that the essential nature of the material world is that it's not material. That the essential nature of the physical world is that it's not physical. That the essential stuff of the universe is non-stuff. And that includes everything, whether it's this chair, it's my physical body, or it's my brain, or it's the walls of this room, or it's the stars and the galaxies. That they are not essentially material things. And they are fluctuations of energy and information in a huge void. And if you could see things as they really are, not through our senses deceive us. You know, my senses tell me the earth is flat, nobody believes that anymore. Our senses tell us that this ground that we're standing on or sitting on is stationary and we know it's spinning at dizzying speeds, hurtling through space at thousands of miles an hour. My senses tell me that you are there and I'm here, that you're solid and I'm solid, we're three-dimensional. It's all a lie. Do not believe what your senses tell you. Now, of course, the ancient Indian seers knew this. They called it Maya, right? Maya, which means literally the word Maya, the word Mata, the word Matrika, meter, matter, time, measurement, music, myth, Maya, mother. They're all the same word. We measure the infinite. We see it as material and we call it Maya. But even we see it as material, it's actually the infinite. So that's a deep concept in Vedic philosophy and understanding. William Blake, a great visionary poet, English, said we are led to believe a lie when we see with and not through the eye. That was born in the night to perish in the night while the soul slept in beams of light. And so while our eyes and our sensory apparatus, my perception tells me that this is a physical world, that you are there and I am here, that there's distance in space-time between us. This is actually not the way it really is. In the Yoga Vasishtha, which is one of the greatest texts of all times, the great yogi Vasishtha says, if you can see it, if you can touch it, if you can taste it, if you can smell it, if you can think about it, if you can visualize it, if you can conceptualize it, then it's not real. But it is dependent on something which you cannot visualize, which you cannot conceptualize, which you cannot imagine, which you cannot touch, taste or smell, without which all this would not be possible. And what's that? That's consciousness. Without consciousness, you cannot see, you cannot touch, you cannot hear, you cannot taste, you cannot smell, you cannot imagine. You cannot conceptualize, you cannot visualize, so that must be real even though you can't see it. Without that, none of this is possible. And all of this which is possible is not real because it's just a coming and a going of the movement of that which you cannot conceptualize. But coming back to science. Today, if you talk to scientists who talk about very fundamental levels of activity in the universe, they say that the most fundamental levels of activity in the universe are a discontinuity. So try and remember that word, discontinuity, which means basically that even though our senses give us the experience of continuity in the world, in fact, the world at the most fundamental levels is constantly going on and off as electromagnetic or fundamental particles that somehow show up from an infinite void, they hang around for a split second and then they disintegrate and they go back into that void. So it's like watching a movie. When you see a movie, you see on the screen a continuous movement. But when you go to the projection room, what's a movie? A movie is a series of still frames with little spaces in between. It's a discontinuity. So there's a still frame, there's a gap, there's a still frame, there's a gap, but if I move the reel fast enough, if I move the reel about 24 frames a second, then my eyes cannot catch the off, they can only see the on. So in my consciousness, I experience continuity. Okay, similarly, let's say I see a Christmas light going around a Christmas tree, and so this light is going around the Christmas tree. There's no light actually traveling around the Christmas tree. Only light bulbs are going on and off. And they go on and off in such a fast sequence that I cannot see the off. I can only see the on. So I experience a moving light in my consciousness. But there's no moving light out there. Only light bulbs are going on and off. Or when I watch an image on my television screen going from here to here, let's say a motorcycle on my TV screen travels from here to here, there's no image that actually travels from here to here. Only electromagnetic impulses with certain patterns, they go on and off. In a certain sequence, my eyes cannot catch the off. They can only catch the on. So I see a moving image in consciousness, but there's no moving image there. There's only things going on and off. Am I clear on this? We cannot see the off because the on-off happens too fast. But somehow the on-off creates a continuity of experience in consciousness. There's a story of two Zen monks and they're looking at a flag. And one says, see, the flag is moving. The other says, no, the wind is moving. And they keep arguing. And then the guru teacher comes along. They say, you know, I'm saying flag is moving. He says consciousness and the wind is moving. What's moving? Who's right? He says, you're both wrong. Only consciousness is moving. Now, if you take totally 100% get that, then there's nothing more to say. Good morning. Thank you for coming. The experience of continuity in consciousness is based on discontinuity in the actual world. And this discontinuity is at every level, sound, touch, sight, taste, and smell. There's only on-off signals in the brain that get translated somehow in consciousness as color, sound, touch, sight, taste, and form. So if I put my hand on your thigh, and if I don't move it, after a while you won't know it's there. Then if I move it again, you might say, what the heck are you trying to do? We need the on-off to have any experience. Without the off, there's no on, and without the on, there's no off, and without the on-off happening at the same time, there's no experience. All experience, whether in imagination or in actuality, which we call actuality, okay? So imagination or actuality, all experience is based on the on-off of the world, the on-off signal of the world, which is called a discontinuity. Now today, scientists very clearly know what's in the on part of the signal of the universe. What is it? It's energy, it's information. And there's very little difference between energy and information. You know, a specific frequency of vibration of the energy is information. So if you turn the frequency a little bit, it's a different information. But it's the same energy. Okay. I'm simplifying this, but nevertheless, it's true that the on part of the signal is energy and information. Now, that everybody agrees on. What's the off part of the discontinuity? See, there's on, off, on, off. That's what a vibration is. Again, this is not new. Pythagoras said this. Hermes Megistus said this. You know, it goes back for a long, ancient times. They just use a little different vocabulary. So the on of the part of the signal is energy and information. What's the off part of the signal?